reading mysteries and trying to guess the endings. I'm pretty good at it. Just don't spoil the end for me.
You don't have to guess the ending of God's mystery. He's already shown it to us. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Life is full of big questions, and one of the biggest is, why do bad things happen? Will bad things ever stop happening, and how? If you don't know the Bible, those things could be a mystery. But in the Bible, we learn how God's creation was broken by sin and all the bad things that came from that. We find clues all through the Old Testament of a Savior who will solve everything. And in the New Testament, the mysterious hero is revealed. His name is Jesus. Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Spoiler Alert. Becca and her mom sat on the back porch reading and drinking iced tea. I just finished my third mystery. Becca closed her book with a smile. I love reading mysteries and trying to guess the endings. I'm pretty good at it. I like mysteries too, Mom grinned at Becca. My favorite mystery book is the Bible. Becca gave her a strange look. The Bible isn't a mystery, Mom. Mom laughed. Sure it is. A mystery is something hidden being revealed, right? Yeah, but you usually don't find out who did it until the end. Mom took a sip of her tea. In the Old Testament, God told his people he would send a Savior to save the world from sin and all the bad stuff that happens because of it. Though we get clues about him all throughout the Old Testament, that Savior isn't revealed until the New Testament. Then we meet Jesus, God's Son. Well, maybe you're right. If someone reads the Bible from the very beginning and they don't already know who the hero is, they'll probably be surprised. Whoever wants to solve the mystery of life should read this book. Mom held up her Bible. It reveals the answer to that mystery, Jesus. It tells us why the world is the way it is and what God is doing to fix it. But for those who don't know about Jesus and how he died and rose again to save them, life won't make sense and will remain a mystery. Henry, a boy in my class, told everyone there's no such thing as life after death, said Becca. He said people just turn back to dirt after they die. That might have made sense to me if I didn't already know about Jesus. Mom nodded. Unfortunately, many people don't know the answer to the mystery. They believe this world is all there is. It's up to us to give them a spoiler alert and point them to the answer God gives us in the Bible. I'll try to do that with Henry. Becca pointed to her Bible her mom held in her lap. I love mysteries, but I'm glad I already know the ending to that book. Otherwise, life would be pretty scary. But what about you? Have you solved the mystery of life? The answer to that mystery is in the Bible. And spoiler alert, it's Jesus. When we wonder what the future holds or what will happen to us after we die, we can look to Jesus, who came to fix our broken world and give us eternal life. This is one ending you can share with others even before they read it in the Bible for themselves. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verse 2.
My goal is that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely, Christ.
And our key thought, the Bible reveals God's mystery, Jesus. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you, and you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.